I grew up in a small town in northern Wisconsin, right on Lake Superior. My mother was a single parent and don't have any brothers or sisters, so I always lived in an adult household with grandparents who grandpa spoke probably five or six languages. And after high school, a number of friends joined, no women that I knew of, but a lot of the high school kids then joined the military, and I thought, how come not women? So that just kind of sat with me, and then when by profession, I'm a high school English teacher, and I thought, I didn't really want to grade papers. I didn't want to decorate the classroom. I didn't, at that time, if any dealings with parents, the student was in trouble, not now so much. But I thought, I picked up a flyer from the Marines, and I thought, I can do that, and I can do that, and I know that. So I talked to my mom. By then, I was 19 or 20, and met the recruiter, and I went to officer training. At that time, it was called PLC, Platoon Leaders Class, which is like an ROTC. And it was a really big deal to go from small town Wisconsin to Washington, D.C.
Before we hear about your training there, I was just curious, did you consider any of the other branches?
I did not. Once I picked up the Marines, I thought, they're special. That's what I want to be. Training for a Marine is always tough. But I am a determined woman.
So what was the next transition for you?
My first job was teaching, although I didn't think I wanted to do that. So I did that for about a year.
How long did you serve in the Marine Corps?
Well, I went in September of 1958. I was in Quantico for about a year and a half, got transferred to Washington, D.C., and I left the Marine Corps in February of 1960.
Did you ever go back to teaching?
Yes, I did. When we got here, I did a minor in library, and I worked at a Catholic school for 20 years as librarian.
And to this day, though, you're very committed to the Marine Corps and the military in general.
When we moved to Las Cruces, we had two little children at the time. Rob was born while we were in Portales. But we had a family to raise. Bob was busy working, so I was a stay-at-home mom. But then I always wanted to help women veterans, and I realized, especially the World War II women, said, well, I didn't really do anything, but some of them were of an age. They needed medical help. They needed with prescriptions. They needed how can I buy a house, what to do. So that was something that I started within 5 years of living here. And so it used to be kind of a social group. We met for lunch, and if somebody needed help, they would ask me, and I would help them with that. I thought, after this, we really need to get organized. And so that's how I got, let's get organized, and there were a group of us who got together. I wanted to build we had Veterans Park here by that time. I wanted to have something to honor those World War II women. So getting organized as a 501c3, we became United Military Women of the Southwest. We went to Santa Fe to see if we could get some money, and yes, we did. And that was my dream, to build a Women Veteran Monument at Veterans Park.
Tell me about your service in the Honor Guard.
It is a special group you volunteer for, buy your own uniforms, to do the final military honors for any veteran. We do the folding of the flag, presentation to the family. We do the final rifle volleys and the playing of taps. It's quite an emotional time every time I go, and I've been doing this for almost 10 years now.
And at one point, you were in that position, receiving that flag.
Yes, I was. My husband has died. It's been now 6 years, and that was one of the hardest things that I've had to do, is to be the receiver of the flag. And as it turns out, the officer who was there is from Las Cruces. He went to Las Cruces High School, and he was a student of the Marine Gaines, Bob Gaines. And that Marine is now a Brigadier General. But when he was here to be the receiver of that flag, we could not look one another in the eye, because we both would have had a more emotional moment than we did. Bob is buried at Fort Bliss, and as Marines are shooters, he's buried in an ammo box. And while we were standing there, after they bury, you're allowed then to go back, I said to my daughter and our son standing next to me, I want to be buried next to my Marine husband. And the woman from the cemetery heard me and said, if you get me your discharge certificate within 24 hours, I will save that gravesite for you. So So now when I go down, Bob is buried there, and there is an empty place next to him, which will be my place. I guess I'll close with, I'm Carol Gaines. I am a Marine. Semper Fidelis, always faithful. Hoorah.